Chick Pamelot with Sublura Radio, and we have a very interesting show this evening. We're going to have sort of a cross-section of interesting guests, and we're starting off with Michael Monk, who should be on the line with me now. And Michael is, well, I'm going to let him explain exactly what he's doing. He's doing a lot of dematerialization exercises and leaving his body and working with light and so on and so forth. So, Michael, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, thank you. It's an honor to be on your show.
Awesome. Well, cool. So, unfortunately, we've only got about, 25 minutes to really drill down to some of this for you. Mm-hmm. And for the listener, but I hope that, at some point we can have you back on in more depth.
Sure.
So why don't we sort of just launch right into it? You contacted me and sent me some very interesting photographs.
Yes, I sent you first videos of me doing telekinesis with water, and then I sent you some videos of me dematerializing my body. Basically, this is all stuff that I've learned over the course of the last 3 years in my pursuit of energy mastery. I've been having extreme spiritual experiences since about 1999 when I was contacted with what I called at the time God, because I didn't understand collective consciousness and anything about the New Age or channeling. But I've received many miracles since then via prayer to God and Jesus of that nature. And around 2008, I started reading David Wilcock stuff and reading The Law of One, and this was my first introduction to channeling. And while I was reading it, I went into a spontaneous type of writing. And what I wrote, per what I can remember, was that I will learn to see the all light. I will learn to see light for what it really is, because it's just a vibration. And then I said that I will learn to see solidity for what it really is, being just a reflection of light. And as soon as I finished writing, I got hit with a tremendous amount of energy. And the voice that at the time that I called God asked me to go outside and get away from people. And I obeyed and went out back. I was at work and got away from people. And when I did, instantly I went into a perception where the whole world started becoming a thick, wavy, rainbow, multi-spectrum light, sort of looking like heat coming off of a blacktop, but way more intense and everywhere. And instantly when I was in this space, I just had a knowingness, like I knew what to do. And the feeling was like stepping out of my chest. At the time, I didn't know what a heart chakra was, but I was opening my heart chakra. And as I began to do this, my body began to literally just gently come apart and become one with the light around me. And I glanced down at my body. I could see through it. I looked at my arms, and they were just wavy light, like I didn't really have form anymore. And I got sort of scared, and I said, what if I can't rematerialize? And the instant I said that, I was slammed back into my body and in the perception of solidity again. So the last 3 years was me understanding the New Age, understanding philosophies of collective consciousness and energy mastery, and I've maintained contact with what I've come to know as the collective realm of ascended masters and archangels like Jesus and Michael and Gabriel. And they've been teaching me how to consciously use energy to do this type of stuff consciously and much more. Like if you remember my video of moving the water, I'm able to expand my soul mass past my body. In other words, I experience the Law of One. I experience unity with everything in my surrounding environment, and it feels like an extension of myself. So when I do telekinesis with the water, I literally feel that water as a part of my being. And then I just make a gentle mental motion, the same way as if you would want your fingers to flex, and the water will respond to me. And I also have a video of causing a suspended straw inside of a sealed container to move on my website, too, if you'd be interested in checking that out.
Okay. Now, that's great. And what I might put a little different terminology on all of that. I myself have had that experience as well. And it's very profound. It is known in Eastern philosophy as a Samadhi experience and a linking of the chakras through Kundalini. And the energy that you're talking about is actually Kundalini, or that's how it's referred to in Eastern philosophy.
Sure, it comes up out of the earth.
And some people in, for example, China might call it Qi.
Sure.
But at any rate, it is very visible, and you can have effect on the world around you in a really profound way. And demonstrating that effect to others can be very valuable for them to begin to understand what it is, as you say, we're made of and where our potentialities are going forward. And this gets into what some people call at this time, Nassim Harriman and others, the resonance field can be created by us and join us with other people and our surroundings and allow us to change reality together, actually.
Exactly.
I'm having you on the show here because I think it's good that you're emphasizing this aspect and that you're, you know, taking photographs and so on. So do you want to share a little bit more about some of your experiences and perhaps some of your understanding as to information you think that you're receiving and where you think you're getting it, et cetera?
Sure. Well, my major quest has been to understand these miracles that I receive, because in 1999 I was contacted by, like I said, at the time what I called God. I was just watching a movie and just mindlessly trying to have entertainment, and an energy came into the top of my head, like my crown chakra, and it had a telepathic voice and a physically audible voice, and it asked me to turn the TV off and to stand up. And I did so, and I was very close to my grandfather who had recently passed away, so I asked, "Is that you?" And the voice responded, "Yes," and my whole body shivered with energy, and I got really excited, but then there was like a feeling of there's something more, like there's something else here. And my cousin had recently passed away, and I said, "Cousin Jason, are you there?" And the voice responded, "Yes," and I shivered all over, and I said, "Okay, I'm confused because your grandfather and your cousin Jason." And as soon as I said that, my third eye opened wide, and I saw an endless host of light beings that were all connected by tubes of light. And what the voice was all of them speaking to me with one unified voice telepathically. And that's when I realized what I was talking to, and it allowed me to call it God and said that you have finally met me and that I'll give you a space and time and answer any questions that you have. Now, this was 1999. I didn't know anything about channeling or energy, so nearly all of my questions were biblical in nature because I was raised in a church. But it told me many things that weren't in the Bible or wasn't taught by churches, like informed me of reincarnation and other things that the New Age embraces, like collective consciousness. So the closest approximation that I can say from all of my research and by speaking with this collective consciousness is that it's the realm of archangels and ascended masters, which is a part of the collective unified field that's directly associated with humanity and the earth, physical form itself, which is what humanity is all about, the five senses interpreting reality in physical form.
Okay. So if you were to talk about some of your experiences since then, what is it that you feel that you're doing at this time with regard to, you know, interacting with others and bringing some of the information that you're getting to sort of to other people, aside from, you know, having this opportunity here?
Sure. What I witnessed between 1999 and 2008 was a series of instantaneous healings by praying to God in the name of Jesus the way that I knew how. And these were very profound healings. The first one, I had a severe puncture wound on my left eyeball, and I was all alone and just frightened beyond belief. I looked in the mirror, and my eye was leaking fluid and blood, and I knew I was going to lose it. A calm descended on me, and that same voice said, "Just pray." And so I got on my knees and said, "Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, let my eye be healed." And I experienced a tremendous vibration. I get up and look in the mirror, and not only is there no blood in my eye, but there's no tears either. And right from the center of my forehead was a thin stream of blood running down, and I wiped it off, and there was no wound on my forehead. I guess I should say that that was the area that the third eye would be, and I still don't know what it represents. But that shocked me to my core. I didn't know who I could share that with or how to understand it. Most churches don't even believe that you can have these miracles. They don't even believe the stuff that they preach. And since then, I've witnessed, I did a healing on a lady who had cancer and was going to need her leg to be removed. And I did a prayer in the name of Jesus for her, and her leg was instantaneously healed. The cancer gone, and she didn't need to have the amputation. What happened in 2008 after the dematerialization was the collective that I'm in contact with has been encouraging me to not pray for miracles, but to learn how to understand them and create them myself, like to not use them as a crutch, but to that humanity can do all of these things, that we're hardwired to do it, that we've just chosen other directions, like we've gone the route of science instead.
Right.
So, right. This is all within our realm. We just need to understand it.
Absolutely. Now, I wonder if you happen to have read David Wilcock's new book, Investigations into the Source Field.
We just got that in the mail, so I'll be reading that soon.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm reading it as well. And what the information in there, he's done a great deal of research to find actually what you know is known as the scientific basis for a lot of this stuff.
Okay.
And he, you know, it is a tremendous amount of work to have had done that, simply because there are so many skeptics out there, and I guess
right.
In many ways the mission is to try to reach those people who otherwise, if you don't reach them through science, won't pay attention. Now, there are the lucky few that do have what I would call a spontaneous kundalini experience, which is the kind of thing that you had.
Sure.
And there are more people that are experiencing that as we speak, actually, around the globe. The energies coming into the earth at this time are facilitating that.
Right.
That much is clear. And they're also changing our DNA, from what I can tell, and the way that we also are, I can't say it's true for everyone, but I can say certainly for myself and others that I've been interacting with at times and talking to, they are noticing that their body is becoming more and more like light and
yes.
A lot lighter in nature. And so I wonder if you have also experienced that.
Oh, yes. And I've got a lot to say about that. It's a conscious choice, okay? People that are choosing to embrace energy and understanding of consciousness are receiving higher levels of understanding and upgrades to their bodies. Regular people like your rednecks out there, no, they're not experiencing anything. The world is ticking on just the regular way that they've always been experiencing it. But to those of us that are consciously making steps and wanting to understand, it's like knock and you shall receive and the door will be open type of thing. We get what we ask for. We are creators, so whatever we think or expect to happen is going to happen to us. So those of us that are embracing this type of reality are receiving it. And I'm starting to really have a completely different type of third density experience than is what's normal, because my soul energy is expanding past my body and my pineal gland is fully turned on, meaning that I'm experiencing sensation in terms of vibration, not just the five senses, but they're completely overlapped. So anything I see, I can also feel and be a part of. When I do energy with a person, if I touch their hands, just their hands, I make an empathy connect with their body, and both of us feel both bodies as though they're the same, like we're two minds inhabiting one body that's connected. I feel this with the chair that I sit in, with the air that's around me. I can go outside and touch a tree and just project my consciousness inside of that tree, and I'll feel that tree as though it's another body of mine. Like I'll feel the water coming up the roots and the sun hitting the top of the leaves. It's like I'm completely unified with my surrounding environment because my soul energies are expanded past my skin, and because I have empathy or love or a desire to be one with everything around me.
I understand. Now, I wonder in your everyday life, Have you changed the way you approach life in general as a result of this? What do you do? Do you have a human relations that have changed, or a job that has changed, any of that sort of thing?
Oh, absolutely. As far as relating with humans, I feel their emotions as though they're my own. So treating people in a kind manner becomes automatic, because if I want to feel good, then the people around me got to feel good too. So when you start to unify like this, morality becomes sort of automatic, because why would you want to experience an unharmonious vibration? So my interactions with people have definitely changed a lot.
But in terms of your everyday life, I haven't asked you, but what is your background? How do you live? Do you have a job or something that you do specifically?
I did from 2008 to 2010, I did sales because I'm just a good speaker, a good communicator. It got to the point where I'm experiencing on a daily basis just extreme energy things, and I just couldn't sell anymore because I had to manipulate people or steer them one way or another, and it became contrary to what I believed in. And the collective, the angels that are guiding me, just suggested, well, go ahead and quit your job and just trust. And just trust in things. So I did, and I started teaching on Facebook for free. And I'm feeling so much. It really doesn't matter what I'm doing. It's all about feeling now in the state of mind that I'm in. So I really didn't care about money. I was just staying with different students from my Facebook classes for about the past year. And just for room and board, my possessions were a suitcase and a laptop. But now over the past month, I've started a website and started to offer classes to people. And though I haven't really advertised yet, I knew I was going to be on your show, so I didn't really want to worry about trying to advertise too much, but I've been able to make a good enough living to do what I love.
Okay. Well, that's great to hear. So at this time,
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand, conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning.
American.
Warning.
American Freedom Radio.
This habit forming.
American Freedom Radio.
This habit forming.
Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
And we are going to actually say goodbye to Michael Monk, who has been talking with me for the last 20 minutes or so. Michael, do you have a website you'd like to give out, as well as your Facebook, so that people can find you?
Yes, absolutely. My Facebook is listed on the website. My website is avatarenergymaster.com. So if you guys would like to check that out, I'm offering courses teaching everything that I know about being unified with your exterior environment. And I have, if you want to visit my metaphysical demonstrations page, I've got videos showing the telekinesis and pictures showing the dematerialization effect.
Okay, wonderful. And thank you very much, Michael, for coming on. And maybe we can do this again sometime in the near future, all right?
That would be great. And thank you so much for having me.
Okay, you take care. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye, sweetie.
So we are going to have on James Martinez next. Sorry for the sort of unusual, one person after another kind of thing going on here. Have we got James on the line?
I am here, Carrie. How are you doing? It's been a long time.
Wonderful, James. Nice to hear your voice. It's great to talk to you again. It's been quite some time.
Sure has. It sure has. So I want to say hello to all your listeners, and looking forward to talking with you.
Wonderful. So we have a little, let me just warn you, at the very tail end of the show, we're going to have another interruption, I'm afraid to say that, which is a person who has seen what seems to be a particle beam weapon in action over the Taos Mountains, and just contacted me very, very recently, and I'm going to have him on for the last 15 minutes just to sort of briefly talk a little bit about his experience. And you're welcome to stay on with us on that call, part of the call. But I just wanted to give you a heads up on that.
Oh, great, great. Love to.
Yeah, just kind of an unusual situation. But I'm leaving for India on Saturday, and I wanted to get as much in as possible here on this show. There's no guarantees I'm going to be able to broadcast from India for the next 2 or 3 weeks. We're just not sure. So we had to kind of cram it all in here. So at any rate, James, why don't you introduce yourself? And we are going to talk in general. I'd like to sort of aim at the area of mind control, your relationship with Walter Boart. And I know that we've covered some of this ground. It's probably been actually a couple of years ago.
That's correct.
It's still very, very important information. And if anything, it's more important now than ever before. And so I do want to go over some of that stuff again and perhaps even cover some new ground.
No problem. Okay, so the last time when I talked to you, it was quite some time ago, and the premise of that, of course, was my association and working association and friend association with the late Walter Boart, who wrote the pivotal kind of work called Operation Mind Control. And I had I was there for the kind of last phase of his life, where I spent massive amounts of time going through all his research, learning what he had learned, covering and trying not to make some of the same mistakes that he had made regarding that work. When that book, by the way, it's really been the basis for enormous amount of film footage now. I mean, the Bourne Supremacy franchise, Conspiracy Theory with Mel Gibson, The Long Kiss Goodnight, Manchurian Candidate, many, many movies have used that meme as a way, a mechanism of expressing what Walter Boart felt was if that work, when it came out, he regretted it. And I said that in my first interview with you, because towards the end of his life, he'd uncovered a lot, which was a lot of interest to people, but he felt that when you focus on, you know, if you're looking for problems perceptibly, you'll find them no matter what. And he found that with the uncovering of this enormous amount of vast research material regarding, you know, the MK Ultra meme and so forth, that his work was very incomplete, and he felt as if that he needed to do an entire reframe of that work in kind of the opposite direction, where it'd be kind of, shall we say, Operation Mindful Control, where people had conscious control over the perceptions and understanding the perceptive mechanism and how it interplays in culture and with technology and with our educational system and so forth. So towards the end of his life, it was kind of my agreement with him, because I was very interested in that level. All of this, all the information that's been covered with you, it's in terms of the banking and all over the networks, you know, that's the main topic of conversation these days is the money issue. But in many, many years ago, Boart and I knew that all of this would be coming, and the real center of the entire issue to me, and I'm sure a lot of people would agree with this, is the issue of mind control, and when people hear that word, they immediately put themselves in a secondary position, like they don't have any ability to control their own perceptions, which is part of the problem with this particular meme, which I've been reframing on radio for a long, long, long time, because this is a critical time for not only the people in the United States, but all over the world to ascend and take their power back, understand the nature of their own perceptions, and that they, too, can ascend and not be victims. Because I tell you, that the last interview Walter Boart did was with a Vietnam vet that done two tours over there and suffered quite a bit and had severe kind of post-traumatic stress disorder and other things ailing him. And that was actually his last interview with a Vietnam vet was the actual start to the original work, because he had initially a military person come over to his house, and it was the military person that kind of confessed to him and said, you know, somebody over there messed with my mind. And that's how that particular work started way back when. But that meme today is, you know, it's in a special position, because people can decide if they want to be victims of this or not. And I know that's not very popular in this culture, because I know I've gotten emails from people saying that, you know, you're saying this and this didn't happen to us and da 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 da. And that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that Carrie, from a spiritual perspective, and I know you could understand this, a lot of people understand this, people have to take full responsibility of everything in their universe, everything, good, bad, ugly, to go through the ascension process and really take their power back so they don't have to be in this kind of victim state. Because I've heard all over the radio, everywhere, mind control this, mind control that, mind control, mind control, mind control, mind control. But yet nobody has taken the time to really take some of the skills that are very basic that all of us have and we could do collectively. Like, for instance, let's just say, hypothetically, you had 1 million listeners and we wanted to do some mind control of our own. People do it all the time. It's called prayer or telepathy. And Lynn McTaggart, who did The Field, who wrote the book The Field, has brought up a lot of things, and this has been experimented on Art Bell and some other small venues where, you know, a kind of conscious or concentrated, focused thought collectively as one group of people, like, say, 100, 1,000, 2,000, a million, whatever, focused on a particular or matter or a person or something, can affect change and influence somebody.
Absolutely.
And that's been happening. And I don't know why. I don't know why if... all these other people that I'm hearing on radio or want to be in the victim state, why don't they take their group effort and adjunct a fixed time, say 1 o'clock on such and such a time on such and such a day where everybody's going to focus. You know, all these experiments have been done with TM back east in Washington, D.C. that you know about, affecting the crime level. You've probably heard about those experiments. So this is where we should be focusing our efforts. Because this is a, you know, amazing time. Everybody that's going through this wanted to be here for this.
Absolutely. Well, okay. Well, and I appreciate what you're saying there. And it's absolutely true. It's interesting how my guests that I'm bringing on, although sort of seeming to be a random grouping of guests here, three of you are all kind of centering around an area that does revolve around consciousness and controlling the world around you, whether you allow it to control you or you control it and or have an interaction with it or resonate with it or create a resonance field and therefore, basically become part of it in a more empathic level and then influence it. It's a very interesting dynamic that we're all a part of at this time, and I think that that's a very crucial area. Anything, whether it's media of any kind, is a form of mind control or controlling the mind. Advertising is a form of mind control, as is certainly religion and so forth. Even substances can do that, can sway your energy field one way or another. Especially when coupled with the mind aimed as in certain directions. So with all of that, you know, in the forefront of our minds at this time, let's talk about what you yourself might be doing or might have been doing over the past couple of years since I actually spoke to you. What have you been doing in this regard?
Okay, so since I spoke to you, there's been massive changes. I haven't done a lot of interviews. I did Coast to Coast, and I got invited to do some other interviews. But I when I initially started on radio, what I wanted to do was not create a big hoo-ha and do the opposite of publicity and draw in people and force them to go out of their way to find me. And it's all been word of mouth as I've been on radio. But I've broken a ton of new ground and started some stuff on that particular broadcast, which has never, ever been done before, ever. One of the things that I'm most proud of, that I didn't create this, but I deployed it, was, and I heard this initially, I got a hold of you because a listener of mine said that one of the products that was deployed on the radio that I'm associated with was in your forum or somebody spoke about it in your chat rooms or something like that. And I don't follow what people are saying on my broadcast ever. I don't pay attention to any of it at all, really. But I had a listener that is now the CEO of a company that released something called RNA drops, which is, well, I don't even know what it is, but the effects of this particular product that came out are related to one of the guests that I have on Wednesdays by the name of Ion, who is caused a lot of disruption all throughout the media environments. And RNA drops is a product that came out that, shall we say, came from a higher intelligence. And I was reluctant to release any product or endorse anything until I knew way more about it and what the effects were going to be, et cetera, et cetera. These RNA drops, I'm shocked to say, have caused many effects. The RNA drops, and let me just say it like this, because I don't want to post-suggest to anybody what the effects are, but the gentleman that actually owns the company, his name is Matthew Hurtado, and he's been a listener of mine for many, many years, and he actually was consulting with the non-physical guest who I have on Wednesdays, which can be found on howionic.com, by the way. And he'd been participating with me for quite some time on the radio and been a listener, and I'd followed a lot of advice that I'd given him. And he actually had been conversing with this non-physical entity, shall we say. And the product RNA drops came out. And I was kind of, well, I don't know what this is, and is it going to work, and is this just some placebo product or whatever. But I've been happily wrong about that, and I slowly started to hear the effects of the product from all over the world, from people being healed from ailments, from completely changing personalities, some people growing an inch taller, very bizarre effects. Because I've had a lot of criticism of it, well, because some people have taken this product and they've taken it and taken it to labs. They can't figure out what's in it. They're trying to figure out why it's working. And what I did, this has been one of the big success stories on the particular broadcast, is what I'm mainly interested in is
hello?
Are you still there?
Yes. Okay. I'm sorry. What you're mainly interested in, and then you broke off, at least for me,
is the kind of liberation of humanity, because we're at a deciding point. And this particular product's been associated with that. So as it came out, people go to jamesmartinezrnadrops.com. They will hear on there testimony from people all over the place. And I did 2 hours of testimony from people that have started utilizing this product. And I know that it came from an advanced intelligence. I know that it's changing people's lives. It was actually kind of foreshadowed in a series called The Event. We talked about on there, The Event. I don't know if that's still on. I know the reruns are still out, but
the TV show, The Event. Okay, we'll be right back. Thank you very much, James.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. Tuberculite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Tuberculite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Tuberculite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Truth Brigade Radio, live Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 p.m., only on AmericanFreedomRadio.com. The truth has just gotten hotter.
Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to James Martinez about RNA drops, among other things. So, James, to continue, this is very interesting. I wonder if you can also address what they're made of. In other words, I understand you're saying that they're...
Okay. I'll tell you what. Sorry? This is the easiest way to explain it. There's a blog spot called Information Farm Blogspot. And if people go there, there's excerpts on there. If they click on the ION banner, they can scroll down and there'll be extensive information regarding RNA drops for people to listen to themselves. Because I've already, I mean, I've gotten emails and phone calls from people saying, you know, they've taken this to some scientists and they're trying to figure out what this stuff is, but they can't find anything. You know, this is a total lie and a crackpot situation, blah, 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 blah. So it's definitely caught the attention of quite a number of people, and it's I'm quite proud to hear the, some of the effects that are happening. All those testimonials, I did not, they willingly came to me because they were so happy with what had happened to them, which is a big surprise to me because anything that is collectively experienced that makes your universe better is something to talk about, because then you're actively, consciously creating a universe in which you're feeling good, whereas, you know, most of society is designed to suggest to you to feel bad, which is some of the effect of the TV and theater and so forth. But that is the, I don't want to go in too much because I want people to discover it for themselves. Also, I don't want to tell them, oh, if you take this, this is what's going to happen. I've never said that, really. I've said people, try it for yourself and report in to us and see, let us know the effects. And it's shocking and interesting, and people's kind of identity has changed in terms of their value system. We've had all sorts of physical ailments that people have had disappear. They kind of dissolve. They forget they even have them. All sorts of strange effects have occurred. So quite proud of that, of being able to deploy that to the world.
Okay. Now, I do have an ad on the front page of Project Camelot where people can click over to get these RNA drops. And again, we cannot really confirm or deny anything in terms of what they are made of or what they do for you. But it's quite interesting. You know, I think it's a little overly vague, but I don't. I imagine I don't know if the site says anything more about them either. I mean, I know I've looked at it, but I couldn't really see more about it. Do you think that it has anything to do with Ormus?
I don't know. I honestly don't know, because I talked to the CEO off and on, and I let him know that I was going to be coming on tonight to talk about that. So he may call in, he may type in, he may join this conversation on some level, and he'll be able to tell you, because he's been there from the very beginning. All I'm really examining is the collective effects of it, because I've looked from very different vantage points. Like, is this some form of entrainment because we're talking about it, it's having effects? Or is it something actually going on neurologically, biologically? So all those.
Well,
things,
I mean, it could be a placebo that simply,
sure.
You know, there is a subliminal, positive sort of trigger attached to it that you know, this is something actually Dave Wilcock is starting to talk about in his book that Russian scientists were very involved in. Initially doing specific things to you know, heal people, put certain things into, for example, into pyramids to have a positive effect. And ultimately, it's just a matter of, it can be simply a matter of thinking positively and imbibing whatever it is. It may even be water with healing properties. And actually, I have a video on my site with a person who... whatever you want to call him, a spiritual seeker who is in Sri Lanka, who uses the healing properties of water to heal people, and he puts his energy, his own positive healing energy, into it, and then gives it to people who then attest to its positive effects on their healing.
Absolutely.
Hello?
Absolutely. I'm glad that you said that, because I have discussed on air the placebo effect. Even a placebo is a placebo. So that has been discussed on air. I brought it up because I was quite suspicious of some of the effects that it was having. And originally you asked me, you know, what have I been doing for the last couple of years, and that's one of the things. And I know I want to get into the issue at hand, which you originally want to discuss, and that's the nature of mind control itself and where it comes from, how it's completed. And I'll say this. I interviewed Ralph Metzner, Dr. Ralph Metzner, about a book that he wrote called The Roots of War and Domination. And I brought him on to speak about that book because it really sums up what happens to a human being when, during the initial stages of their life, when they go through trauma. And basically what's told in that book is he describes how a society can become violent, because the issue of mind control, what was brought out in Walter's book and it's come out in all sorts of other places, was how to manufacture a human being to kill somebody without their consent or knowledge, and then be in a situation so that they're never aware of what they're doing when they're doing killing. And most of this is done through it's a cyclical harvesting of child-based trauma, which is injected into the military and through the psychiatric care of the co-opted military-industrial complex, shall we say. So the roots of all of this come from the debasing of children, and that's a very super sensitive subject, of which I'll let you know that I just spoke with the producers of Jesse Ventura's show, and I spoke to one of their producers regarding this, and they asked me, you know, they're going to cover this MK Ultra issue once and for all, and they asked me, you know, who do you know, or where, what direction do we go into to look into this? And I got to tell you, this area of how the manufacturing of this is done is super sensitive, and it usually gets people killed, because it's so embarrassing for people, because it's tied into the abuse and slavery of children, sexual abuse. It's tied in with all the other nasty things, including the church, of how this is done. And it's what's sick about it, the real part of this is part of the problem that was I discovered and discussed this with Dr. Ralph Metzner, is that it's cyclical. So victims of that kind of lineage of abuse, the victims become the victimizers, and this pattern is looped in a circular motion so that you have a whole lineage of a kind of abused, disassociated, associated people that get into this field, and then, you know, before you know it, they're in offices of psychiatrists or psychologists, and before you know it, once again, then their whole brain neurology is affected, trying to mask the abuse with the pharmaceutical companies and so forth. So, you know, it's a weird society we live in when you're suggested that you can't feel good on your own. I mean, I always tell people, if you can feel good for no reason at all, without any stimulus, that's half the battle. But when you turn on the TV, I mean, it's just I can't stand watching it anymore. I rarely watch any TV because I can't stand every other commercials. Do you feel like crap? We'll take this. It's all post-suggestive garbage, because the neurological level of most of society in the U.S. is completely toxic. You know this as well as I do, whether it's in the water, whether it's in the food. Everybody's, you know, pharmaceutical drugs, yes, are a big part of this issue. Big part.
Okay, but the fact of the matter is that if you also can, as you started this conversation out by saying, that if you can be controlled, you can also control. So it works both ways. It's a two-way street. And you can also take control of your own sort of development at a certain point. And this is indeed what I would say is the challenge that's embedded in this kind of an experience. In other words, if souls come to a planet and they do experience this kind of, you know, sort of a spiritual war, there's a purpose behind them getting involved in that. It's not just a meaningless exercise.
Sure, sure.
It's actually something that they, as a soul, have decided to experience so that they may become more knowledgeable, more self-aware, and this will aid in not only giving them a chance to perhaps make other people aware, but also to combat it and to change reality, and then thereby also recognize their own ability to supersede it.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back, come back after the break.
Money for Rome.
would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Run!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Project Camelot. of Laura Radio. And we're talking to James Martinez about RNA drops, the consciousness field, if you will, and mind control as well, and controlling your own mind. So, James, yes, the issue with children who begin in going down that path. But again, I know that people emphasize, you know, how bizarre it all is, but I just wanted to talk a little bit about the idea that a soul would make a choice before coming into incarnation.
Oh, I agree with you. I feel as if the, and I know just from lots and long amounts of experience that, you know, some people put themselves in a victim state for contrast so that they can transcend it. I've got a couple of people that are under my, I wouldn't say care, but I would say kind of I'm trying to help them through the integration process because they've had their minds severely messed with, and I can see how I don't want to point the finger at anybody specifically, but how this is done and how people can get themselves into states where the brain itself, once they've gone through massive amounts of trauma, it can disassociate, it can fragment, it can create massive amounts of high stress. And usually what I've found with a lot of people that have been victims of this is they have extremely heightened awareness, number one, incredible psychic ability, incredible amounts of ability to cut themselves off from pain. Also, I've seen people that have been through, I know someone in particular that's a very prominent intuitive that's an author. I'm not going to mention his name, but went through a tremendous amount of abuse, but it has incredible abilities. And what happens during the trauma issue is I feel that we look at it from a, shall we say, metaphysical standpoint, that there's a choice made as to what, how a creator, how a human creator is going to, what their experiences are going to be as they go through the kind of never-ending process of evolution. So what I'm seeing, and I want to confess here for you and everybody else, that I've been invited to speak at some of these conferences regarding this MKUltra mind control issue, and I've declined only because I don't want to reinforce some of the bad resource states that people have been in because of this. And that's one of the reasons why Walter Bohr, when he wrote that book, he regretted it, because it reinforced it. Do you understand what I mean by that?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, at this moment, we have a lot of people in the chat room. I don't know if you've gotten a chance to go to the chat room, but there's what I do is normally is pretty much try to reserve the questions towards the end of the show. But in this case, people are asking questions, and I see that they're kind of, you know, really wanting to engage with you. So I wanted to offer that to you as something that perhaps you could also interface with them directly, and we could have them call in as well.
Oh,
as
sure. Absolutely. No problem.
Off some of the questions that they're asking here. And there's no doubt, I applaud your approach. I think it's a very good and a very healthy approach. What I want to do is say that we will open the call-in lines as well. I'm going to see if I can figure this out here. Right offhand, the phone number is 402-237-2525. And I will repeat that, 402-237-2525. But if you're in the chat, you can also obviously go to the chat on the front page of Project Camelot and click over on the link to join the chat, and then type your questions in all caps, and then we'll try to get to you. Obviously Project Camelot has dealt with this a fair amount, as you can appreciate, with Duncan O'Finian, Aaron McCullum, and recently at our Awake and Aware conference, Duncan's partner, Axe, coming forward and speaking out for the first time in this regard, sort of psychics or super soldiers or chosen psychic warriors, whatever you want to call them, having been given these skill sets through some very negative mind control programming that they then have had to sort of dig their way out of. The reward for that from that kind of exercise is a heightened skill set in that area, which is oftentimes or many times seems to be pretty phenomenal. And so, again, you can see where a soul will choose certain things to hopefully facilitate their growing and their expertise on this level, what we call the 3D going into 4D material level, and also to help others that are going through these experiences to help them sort of rise above and deal with them, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. You know,
now is the time. I mean, I know it's a very taxing, trying time for people, but usually when people are in pain, they'll start taking different vantage points and they'll start kind of evolving out of that and transcending it. And one of the things that I can say, having dealt with firsthand with victims of this, is the kind of reintegration of the brain instead of it being in a ab-reactive state, which is a heightened state of anxiety, heightened awareness, and they're completely disassociated most times. When the pieces are put back together, there's the brain's been, the perceptual process has been stuck in a fixed position for so long that when it's altered and they have to associate in their feelings, it can be very scary, because it's like suddenly you've seen your universe a certain way at a certain amount of time, and then say you wake up tomorrow morning and you can't see. That would be quite a big of a shock. That's an exaggerated kind of metaphor, but when people go through the healing process, it takes time, and decisions have to be made within the identity of somebody, because, you know, the mind wants to protect itself always. We want to make sure that in our waking states that all the sensory data that's coming through the visual kinesthetic olfactory processing center makes sense to us. It fits into our beliefs. And everything is safe, and we're trying to feel good. And that's all anybody is trying to do from moment to moment is feel good. And what's sad to see is the trauma is so intense with some of these individuals that they'd rather stay in the fixed position that they know they're aware of. In other words, like, I have a big problem with a lot of the psychiatric and some of the facilitators that are trying to deal with this, putting their clients, shall we say, or whatever, into, you know, on psychiatric medicine. I mean, it temporarily can change the neurological level and make people sleep better and things of that nature, but it doesn't go into the root so that the person can, instead of kind of defragment their perceptual drive, understand that, you know, that they can transcend this and then kind of reframe themselves into a healthier, happier person that isn't walking backwards into their future, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I think that's very crucial. I have been dealing with some people in that regard as well, and it is fascinating and a tragedy, where people are talking on the one hand about mind control, but actually substance abuse that accompanies it as a result of prescription drugs, et cetera, from a lot of mainstream pharmacists and doctors, et cetera, actually makes things much worse, in my opinion.
I agree.
Whereas I do understand the, of course, everyone has to put into perspective what it means much worse. Because these people, if you talk to them, are convinced that something, you know, much, much worse would happen if they were to stop their sort of medication, so to speak.
Sure. Right.
And it really is sort of like, learning to walk without crutches and so on and so forth.
It's very
progress. We do have some people. One person has asked you, what about the idea that people are having to sleep a great deal at this time? Some people. are being affected by what one might call the energies coming into the planet this time. There are times when the body, it seems, is demanding a lot more sleep to adjust to the changing energies. Can you address that?
I've heard about that. I can't say specifically. I know that the chip environment, because most people are living virtual realities rather than the pre-non-internet realities that we used to be in. So I know the electrical environment is affecting people's sleep cycles totally. What I'm saying, for all of us have done it. We've gotten stuck on the computer. Oh, we're going to bed at 10 o'clock, and time distorts, and it's 2 o'clock in the morning, and we're still chatting on some line. That's one of the things that I've talked about is because those people, because the nature of time now has been kind of, all the stuff that's happened at CERN laboratory in Europe, basically we all know that time doesn't exist. It's a man-made perception. So I've heard from listeners of mine that have called in and emailed me regarding the sleep issue, and I always say to them, look, that's not a bad thing, because you're more perceptive in most cases when you're in theta rather than as we are right now talking live, even though most people are sleepwalking in their own kind of protected belief system reality. When people are sleeping, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. In fact, I think it can be a good thing, because people are adjusting to all the technological. Let's just talk about the things that I know for sure that technology has completely changed the sleep patterns of people. I'm not saying there's not other things that are affecting this, but that I know for sure is, because I'm sure there's other elements associated with people's sleep cycles and what's going on with the planet in general, whether it's solar flares or EM and 50,000 radio stations going through the room at the same time, shortwave, longwave, FM, all those energetic things can affect the sleep cycles as well.
Well, I want to throw something out at you, and I don't know how you're going to sort of take it, but if you're aware of multiple realities and you're also aware of several versions of yourself being incarnated simultaneously on multiple timelines, then the idea of sleep becomes a very interesting concept, in the sense that if those other timelines and selves are going through a similar awakening like the Earth is going through in this dimension, then there's a possibility that there is sort of a gathering up during sleep between, and a travel, sort of soul travel, that's necessitated by this heightened energy field approaching us at this time. Anyway, I'm just throwing that out. I don't know if you've had any of your sort of people that you're working with talk about that, because alters, there was one thing about mind control and alters happening in this reality, but there's also something to be said for alters that are created in the sleep state, and there are black projects that are working in the sleep state and in the what you might call the ether, and making use of those individuals in various ways. Are you aware of that, and have you dealt with that?
Yes, I am aware of it. I know that on some of the positive aspects of it, I mean, I think the work of Bob Monroe, Journeys Out of the Body, Far Journeys Out of the Body, it was some of the positive effects. But I do know, because I when I was working with Walter, he had several clients that he dealt with individually that he would actually, in their waking conscious state, shall we say, he would hypnotize them into healing while they're sleeping, and gathering data while they're sleeping, and then retrieving it back, and then going through the reintegration process so they understand what's going on in their reality, and also understand the how they shape the reality themselves. Because I think the most powerful information people could have right now is the understanding of how they perceive and what those perceptual capabilities can do, the good side of it. Like I said, prayer works, but it's just another word for telepathy or conscious effort by that perceiver onto an object or a thing. So I think that during the sleep states, I am aware of some of those projects, and sleep is, or altered state, should we say, is there's a whole meme behind the scenes of that going on, where people are assigned to kind of handle hyperspace during altered states, and probably one of the most natural gifted remote viewers in the world that worked with Dr. Andrea Bruharich, I can't mention this person's name, but used the sleep state as a mechanism for gathering data. So I know that's going on because this person consulted with scientists, and NASA, the UN came to this person. So I know that capability is there, but it's also capable for everybody else as well. I want to make that point. There's no more secrets anymore. I just want everybody to know that. You have the ability to access anything you like. Despite, the National Security Act and everybody saying, the authority is coming on and saying, oh, this doesn't happen and this doesn't exist. We don't need to be there anymore. People can access information at any time and any moment if they choose to.
Absolutely, and well said. We've got a person who's asking an interesting question here regarding soul choice. How would that relate to the karma of the abuser on the soul level? And we've got to take a break here. We'll have to be right back, and hopefully we can answer the question.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the future of talk. American Freedom Radio. Is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio. Live worldwide weekdays 5 till 7 Central. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show on American Freedom Radio.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe.
Okay, this is Carrie Cassidy, Project Camelot, Whistleblower Radio, and we're talking to James Martinez about controlling the mind and alters, and also going into sleep and doing all kinds of work in the sleep environment, as well as being, I think, as well as possibly being utilized by various agencies and so on in that environment. Some people working actual jobs in that environment. So I think people need to be good to themselves, need to understand that there's a lot more going on than meets the eye in the sleep state of humanity. So, James, are you still there?
Still here.
Great. So at this moment, I'm going to try to pull up one of the callers, if you don't mind, and
sure,
let them ask a question.
Sure.
So we've got area code 214. You're on the radio with James Martinez and Carrie Cassidy.
Hello, Carrie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Hi, James. How are you, sir?
Hey, thank you. How are you? How are you? Nice to meet you.
Okay, excellent. There is a question that I am eager to ask. Is this: are there any particular athletes, professional athletes? I'm hearing some things about certain particular athletes who are involved in the this ultra program. And I'm just wondering if you have any idea if that's the case.
Okay.
Football and basketball, that people that we are very much aware of, but it's very well kept secret.
Uh-huh. Okay. Do I know that that's going on? Dealt specifically with athletes? Yes, but not in the context in which you're asking, where there's some clandestine group that's working with athletes that can, for financial purposes or whatever, or for gambling or whatever. I know that that could easily be going on, but I also know that athletes have used hypnosis, they've used neurolinguistics, they've used some of the technology that came out of Bob Monroe's facility to amplify and create higher states of concentration. Like, for instance, I know that, let's take a guy that's, you know, everybody's heard of, Tony Robbins. I mean, he's using, consensually, with the agreement of an athlete, for instance, a technology that was developed by John Grinder and Dr. Richard Bandler, NLP, to alter the beliefs and install new beliefs into the focal strategy of, say, like basketball players or golf players or shooters, so that they could manage their states. It's more, state control and being able to control your states for athletes, that is their tradecraft. Being able to amplify concentration, whatever it may be. I don't know specifically if there's some clandestine group that is doing this stuff with athletes. It wouldn't surprise me. It would not surprise me at all. I mean, I would think it would be a very natural thing to do with players that are getting paid millions and millions of dollars when there's a lot of money behind it. It wouldn't surprise me at all to see that there's some organized group that's dealing with athletes on this level. I mean, it'd be perfectly natural. I mean, if you invested a lot of money into athletes or whatever it is, you're a shareholder of a team or something like that, you're going to want your players to perform at the very best. So I'm sure this is probably going on. I don't have proof of that, though.
Okay, thank you.
You bet.
Okay, thank you very much, caller. We're going to go to another caller who is area code 416. You're on the air with James Martinez and Carrie Cassidy.
Hi, Carrie. Hi, James.
Hey, how are you?
Hi there.
Very good, thank you. Since the conversation is focused around mind control and so forth and so on, I don't want to get too specific because everybody's experiencing the changes in, I guess, the environment or whatever changes they're experiencing on a personal level. But with respect to your caller and, of course, you know, to yourself as well, Carrie, with your own personal experience, I remember in many of your interviews with Bill that, that you had mentioned that once you started to discover that you were really penetrating into some areas that were maybe much more sensitive or in areas that were really kind of irking people who didn't want you to be who didn't want you to be digging in those areas, that you started to experience the effect of, and I use quotations here because I don't know what effects these were in you personally, but effects such as like people who you felt were delving into black magic, very strange occurrences that either you or Bill could have, been experiencing on a personal level, and my question is that. Maybe you can comment on maybe the personal experiences, if that's okay, or
Hello.
If not, maybe you could say some things.
Sorry, I was disconnected suddenly. Can you hear me?
I can. Can you hear me?
James, are you there?
I'm here, yeah.
Wow, this is so bizarre.
Can you hear me?
Okay, I don't know if I can be heard. I assume that I'm on the air, hopefully.
I can hear you.
It looks like
you. We both hear you.
I'm sorry, we lost that caller. I really apologize to the caller that we lost you. I will try to get back onto the board as quickly as I can here. There's a call-in board, and I don't know if the caller was knocked off the air simultaneously.
Hello?
To myself.
No, I hear the caller, so he's here.
If actually you can send me the link to the call-in screen, that would be great.
I'm still here, and I can hear you both. Can you hear me?
I'm using a different computer now. I don't know what happened to my other computer. It just completely crashed all of a sudden.
We'll call her. I can hear you, but she can't hear us.
Okay, I'm being told I'm on the air, so that much is good. I don't know. Do we have James Martinez on here at all?
Yes.
Okay, James, are you... Did we lose the caller? I guess we
No,
did.
I'm still here. I can hear you fine.
Oh, fabulous. Okay, very good. I'm very, very sorry. I don't know.
No, that's okay.
My other computer just closed down all of a sudden. So here I am on a different computer. Go right ahead, caller, and ask your question.
Okay, so basically, just to sum it down, I mean, I've been experiencing things. I'm sure that anybody who starts to want to develop their own personal abilities, whether those are latent dormant abilities or people who are just naturally heightened, I guess I'm trying to understand. I was the same questioner who was asking about the excessive sleeping. And I just want maybe, James, if you could lend to some things that people can recognize in their own constitution to say, okay, this is something that's internal, or this is something that, you know, somebody is obviously either messing with me, or there's something that I can't really explain that may be going on. And that's why I was asking Carrie if she could maybe share some of her personal experiences with people who she said, or Bill had mentioned in previous interviews, that, you know, once you started delving into areas that, you know, people who are, you know, we're on the dark path, didn't like, you started to experience some type of harassment or bother or some type of interference, if you would. So it's a bit of a far-reaching question, but I guess it's a discernment of what's happening naturally from their inner constitution and what's being inflicted upon them from the outside.
That's an interesting percept that you would bring up. Well, they're connected because there's nothing happening out there that's external from what's happening in here, ever, with anything. So I think what you're saying is how to differentiate the two, or maybe that's an internal conflict because, you know, every question is a hybrid of the answer. So I would say it doesn't matter what I say or what Carrie says or what anybody else says. You're going to have to discern that within you. I can only suggest or post-suggest to you that if you're examining that already, the final conclusion, no matter what I say or anybody else says, will be that upon yourself. I think that's where you're going with that because you went over quite a bit of landscape there.
Yeah, and forgive me, I'm not trying to be sort of, I don't want to overcompensate because there's so much that I'd like to ask, but it just, personally, there are sometimes feelings where if I am a creative individual, both musically and visually, and sometimes I feel that for the creative community that's out there that wants to do good, it sometimes feels as if they're stacked in the way that society is moving and how everybody seems to be saturated with so many distractions that it's so hard, it seems so difficult to get people's attention. Whether you just want to share your music on a website or you're trying to get people to come out to a show or to a conference. And I guess, you know, I just wanted to comment on that because
I'll address that right now because that's a really important thing that you just brought up. And it's kind of a pet peeve of mine. I talk about it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what it is. What's happened is the computer chip environment has amplified the central nervous system so much that we're in a kind of repetitive now keystroke orgasmic state where we can press the keyboard and get the answer to anything that we want at any moment, anywhere, at any time. And what the media extension of the telephone has done is that the computers have shrunk now. They're attached to the body. Our virtual realities have overtaken the kind of care that we have over the chemical body. And what happened is now some of the effects of the digital environment, I talk about this all the time, is that people are in amplified states that are kind of new states. They don't have any concentration. They're disassociated. Everybody thinks they have ADHD, which is not true because it's an effect of the technological environment onto the human navigation system. So everything's been amplified because I talk about this all the time because people are going through this shift where, you know, most of their world is taken up on the virtual world, whether it's a Facebook or on a computer and so forth, and they can't get any attention, everybody, because nobody's paying attention because they're going from one thought to the next thought to the next thought. There's no, like this, there's no linear patterns of language or thought that's not interrupted by the chip environment. And this has been talked about extensively with Marshall McLuhan. I've talked about it on the air quite a bit, and that's part of what's happening because I completely understand because I just spoke about this on the radio today because the chip landscape now dictates the news. And this has happened because of all the issues with the protesting. the protesting now. You got one group that says, no, we're not going to cover this. It's not relevant. And you got everybody that's in the chip landscape that's all in these amplified states. They're on computers all the time. They never leave them. They wire in first thing in the morning. They stay up at all hours of the night, keystroking in that environment. And now that environment allows people to put their chemical bodies in large groups and organize, and they can control the news. And now the news has to pay attention to all the thousands of people that are showing up all over the place. That's one of the good effects. But what you were saying as far as getting attention, yeah, it's become increasingly more and more difficult. And the only way to get attention in a post-information environment is to use what I refer to as pattern interruption, where you would, like, for instance, I'll just say this. If I go to any on-camera interview from now on to be, I will do it completely out of context in which a normal interview would be done. Most people are going to go in studio and sit down, and the cameras are going to go on. People are already hypnotized to the environment in which you exchange information. I wouldn't do that. I would be interviewed at a gas station or in a forest or somewhere else that's completely interruptive of the normal stream in which people process information. That's how people have to do it now, because most people, language is now being shrunk down into, what, two sentences with, you know, LOL, W2EF, OMG. Yeah. It's being recoded now. So I don't think it's something you should worry about too much. Just kind of be kind in your adjustment of that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me say a couple things just about that, because there might be another approach to this, and I do appreciate the sort of the negative side of the what you want to say, the dialed in, hooked up environment we live in. And then there's also a sort of another step from there, which is, first of all, I see this as a manifestation of the universal mind anyway. So on a certain level, it's not all bad, okay? And thoughts are completed, and there is a through line, believe it or not, I would say. It may not appear so to us in an obvious fashion, simply because we're just sort of entering this sector, if you will, of the mind and of human link-ups and so on and so forth. But if you think about it, this is, in a sense, closer to the natural state of where we would be manifesting this without the help of technology, okay? So that we are beginning to supersede our technology. All the technology did was, it was like learning wheels on a bicycle. We use the technology to begin to realize that we are a one, that we have the ability to telepathically connect with each other on many, many levels, as well as with the animals and plants around us, et cetera, et cetera. Now, I think that as we mature, we're going to use technology less and some of our own natural interfaces more. And some of us are getting more better at that than others. And we're going to break here. Fascinating discussion. Thank you, caller, very much for your questions. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com, and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Bushu comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com. Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life, as it has been, is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to The Paradigm Shift, Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
Must be some kind of way out of here. Say that joker to the thief. There's too much confusion.
I'm up with the Blur Radio, and sorry for the interruptions we've had going on here. I believe we may have a caller waiting on the line for us to answer. Is there a caller on the line? Area code 214. Okay, don't see that person offhand, so not sure if hold on 1 second. We do have Sam Zurich with us. He's just joined us, and he is the filmmaker who made the interesting video that has what appears to be a particle beam weapon and or possibly a portal opening up. Not really clear as to exactly what it is, but a fascinating opportunistic photo that he was able to take, and a film that he's built around it. I have to say, very creative of you, Sam. I've now watched the whole thing, and I think people out there are enjoying it and finding it fascinating. Sam, can you say hello to the audience?
Hey, audience.
Okay, and James, I apologize that this is sort of like a sudden interruption to the flow we had going on here, but I guess that's just the way the radio is going to go at this moment. But I did want to get your feedback. I guess you probably aren't able to go and watch the – it's on my blog, but you probably don't – you know, it would be too much for you to click over so quickly. I do want you to be aware that there is some kind of a particle beam weapon that he took a picture of in the mountains of Taos, New Mexico. And what do you want to say about that, Sam, that perhaps James can respond to?
I'm sorry, I'm not familiar with who James is. I just hopped on here.
No problem. James Martinez is, what would you classify? Maybe something of an expert on mind control, but certainly...
I'm primarily more of a media ecologist, but I have studied in that meme for quite some time with one of the world's, you know, greatest, Walter Boerich, but I'm primarily a media ecologist.
Okay. Well, yeah, my, you know, this happened to me about 44 days ago, and, like, as soon as I discovered it, I considered, you know, handing it over to the media. That was my first thought, but I decided against that pretty quickly. I just thought the story needed, or the footage needed more, like, thorough investigation than what the media could do, or, you know, how they chew things up and just spit it out. So I made a movie of, like, from the footage, and, I want all of us to just sort of look at it and try to figure it out together.
It's a very wide, straight beam that comes down through the mountains, through the clouds, and hits the ground in the mountains of Taos. It's very unlike lightning, which would normally be fairly jagged, and it's quite wide as well. And he was not planning to take the photo. He was just shooting pictures around a baby alpaca who was sort of romping around a yard in his house on a job that he was working, and just happened to capture something in the background happening in really a split second or two that he could have easily gone unnoticed. And appears to be either a portal opening up, a particle beam weapon that may be shooting through the clouds, or something of that nature. So it's really fascinating. I wonder, James, if you might even classify his encounter as being some kind of experiment.
Well, first thing I thought of actually when as he was describing it is I was going to say congratulations first and foremost, because you wanted and created and put yourself in proximity for that experience, so the experience has to do with you. So I'm very interested in seeing the footage of it, and what's more interesting probably is the effects that it's going to have on you in your daily life from the point of the experience onward. That's the real interesting part.
That just rings so true. I mean, since it happened, I've just been in this sort of tunnel vision mode of getting the short film together in like a cohesive way, and that's all I locked myself in a motel for 40 days straight, and that's it. Just took over, and then as soon as it felt like. Yeah.
So I was right.
Yeah, you're totally right. And now this is just the culmination. When I drove 900 miles to meet Carrie, just because I didn't contact her before I went to California, just because I didn't want to sort of, I don't know, I didn't want to jinx.
So you're going through the death process basically, which means that you shed the perceptual skin a little bit. Now your universe has opened up. It's affected your thinking process, and now from possibly the distribution of your piece, you're going to not only bond with a meme that you've created on film, but it's also going to change your life in, I would think, much better ways.
Yeah, that was the intention. I sort of, you know, when I finished, it was like, I felt like it was just a gift I had for everyone. Like, I know it's not the most normal gift, but I just felt like it's just such an odd piece of the puzzle. And, like, I don't know, it's still, I mean, to this point, I'm just still blown away when I look at it. And then to think it happened to me, it's just even crazier, but I just feel like it happened to all of us in a way. So I know.
So let me ask you this, because I'm very interested in this story. So how what happens when you watch the film, when you sit quietly without interrupted and you participate in rewinding the experience and you watch it? What happens to you?
Oh, it's intense. It's serious. It's 37 minutes long, and I cry at the end every time. It's just such a, it's so, it's like the ultimate in the mystery archetype. It just flows through it, and it's like, it just reminds me of how little we all know, and like, and you know, how, you know, just kind of, we're in a rough situation here in a lot of aspects.
Well, let me say this about the film. This individual is very modest, and I want to say that he, you know, when whistleblowers approach us or people that have information, that really do have information, okay, they have a certain demeanor, and it's always very fascinating to see. They are not the kinds of people who really garner the public attention and or wish to have it, and they are also fairly modest in very interesting ways. He actually did a very methodical investigation, and he shares that path. He shares that journey. Once this happened to him, he was actually shooting the little animal when in the background this what appeared to be initially what he thought was lightning came down right over its head in the background. But then when he looked at it on film and decided to make a little, he was going to make a music video about the little animal. Mm-hmm. And this is what he had in the background, and it changed his entire trajectory, and he ended up even driving to try to investigate where the beam was coming from. And it's a very thick beam. It does look like it could be, you know, it's kind of like a beam me up, Scotty kind of beam, except that it's coming down from the clouds as opposed to going up. Whether, you know, or not there's significance there, I don't know. And it also looks, it's very thick. So it could be a corridor, it could be a jump gate. There's a number of, you actually called it a porthole. And for you, you also have a previous history with portals, isn't that right?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. I've been playing in bands since high school. I'm 35 now, and one of my first original like little pseudonym stage names was Sudden Porthole, which happens to be the name of the movie now. I have no idea where those two words came from, but when my bandmate asked me, "So what do you want your name to be for this record?" I just said, Sudden Porthole. I had no premeditation for those words. It just came out, and this was like in 1991. So it just made sense to call this Sudden Porthole also, just because it just felt like I came full circle with whatever those two words have, you know, what their relation art is to me. So I feel like I can close the book on whatever Sudden Porthole is, because... So, yeah.
Wow. Well,
you've manifested it. That much is clear in your own environment, and then shared it with the world at this juncture. I just want people to understand, and that's why I had you on the show. I know it's a little impromptu here, but I also wanted people to realize just how sincere you really are, because there's so many people that are so very suspicious out there.
Oh, well, thank you, Carrie. You're, I can't believe the haven you've provided me, it's incredible. So thank you again.
Congratulations to you, by the way.
Oh,
this should be validating to you in your own life that your words have power. So congratulations to you.
Oh, thank you so much. It means a lot.
Okay, well, thank you both for coming on the show today. I'm sorry we're running out of time. Why don't you both give your websites out? Do you mind?
All you got to do is James Martinez Cashflow. Google that. The site will come up. And thank you, Carrie, for having me on. And have a safe trip to India. I hope everything works out for you.
All right. Take care, James, and let's do this again soon. Sam Zurich, your website?
It's just my name, samzurich.com. It's just a new blog I put up just yesterday. So.
Right, and his last name has a K on the end of it, just FYI. It's also linked on my blog if you want to find it there and watch the video. So thank you so much for coming on the show. Have a great week, everyone, and mold your own reality to your own satisfaction. Bye-bye.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules.
rules. No rules. No taboo topics. No taboo topics. No fear of doom. No fear of doom. We are American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.